So you have the new Jurassic script?
Yeah, so let's start with the title. I know you wanted to go big on this movie, so what's a big step up from a park?
I don't know, The World?
Yes, exactly.
That's your title? Jurassic World?
Yep, nope, you guessed it. That's the title. You figured it out.
So the whole world is filled with dinosaurs? That might be a little too big.
No, it's not the whole world. It's a fully operational theme park.
Oh, so the park is up and running.
Exactly. And since it is a theme park, I thought maybe that could be a natural way to incorporate some product placement if you want.
Perfect, because I already have a couple of those lined up.
Oh, like what?
Oh, just a couple like Beats by Dre, Starbucks, Converse, American Airlines, Coca-Cola, Samsung, Pandora, Margaritaville, Hilton, Triumph, Verizon Wireless, Columbia, Nissan, Nike, Oakley, IWC, Ben & Jerry's, Brookstone, IMAX, Mike & Ike, and like a crap load of Mercedes. Like if we could get a solid minute or two of Mercedes logos up on the screen, that would be awesome.
Oh, okay.
Too much?
Tell you what, I'll just have a character crack a joke about product placement.
That way people can't complain.
Exactly, so now it's like a self-aware joke.
I love it. So what's the story about?
Well, the park's been open a while, so people are bored of dinosaurs.
People are bored of dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's the angle we're going with. So one of the main characters, Money Lady.
Wait, Money Lady?
Oh yeah, a lot of these characters just have like one defining characteristic, so I didn't really bother with names.
They should have names.
Okay, Claire?
That works.
So Claire and her team develop a genetically modified dinosaur to attract new people.
Genetically modified?
Oh yeah, this thing is nuts. It has T-Rex genes.
Wow.
And raptor genes.
Scary.
And snake genes. And tree frog genes.
What?
And cuttlefish genes.
Okay, this sounds like too many genes.
No, see, having a lot of genes meant I can make the dinosaur do whatever I needed it to do for the plot.
Oh, smart. What can it do?
Well, it's able to set up distractions. It can control its body temperature to hide from thermal detection, which it knows about and understands. It can also detect thermal radiation, which it uses to hunt. It can also camouflage itself, and also it kills for sport, and it knows that there's a tracker inside of it, and it's able to remove it.
Wait, how does it know what a tracker is?
I don't know, maybe it has genes from like a tactical system specialist from the FBI or something.
What?
SEAL Team 6 genes, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that it's a very smart, borderline magical monster.
Okay, so if this thing has all those abilities, it must be impossible for people to hide from it.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, well, it can't really see, so...
It can do all those things, but it can't see?
Exactly, so if they just kind of stay still, it has a hard time finding them.
That's very convenient.
Super convenient. It works several times.
So I'm guessing this thing gets out of its cage?
It does.
And so Claire evacuates the park?
Kind of. Eventually.
Eventually? Not right away?
No, because evacuating the park would be bad for business.
Oh, so she's the villain. She's like the bad guy of the movie.
Nope, she's one of the two leads.
And people are supposed to empathize with her?
I was thinking maybe you could cast someone really pretty so people won't notice she's a terrible person.
Oh, yeah, true. I could totally do that.
Awesome.
So how close do people get to danger before she realizes she has to do something?
Oh, a lot of people die.
They do?
Oh, well, the dinosaur kills a couple of people when it escapes right off the bat.
And she doesn't evacuate the park.
No, she sends more people after it.
And they report back to her how dangerous it is, and she calls for the evacuation.
No, they all die too.
And then she calls for the evacuation.
No, because money and business, remember?
Right. Wow. She really likes business.
Yes, very much, but animal-loving Navy guy gets mad at her.
Animal-loving Navy guy.
Oh, let's call him Owen.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a badass that lives on the island, and his whole thing is that dinosaurs are animals.
Oh, he cares about them.
A lot. He gets super sad when they die, he raises raptors himself, he feeds them. He just treats them like animals, and he really, really loves animals.
What does he feed the raptors?
Oh, animals. Pigs, rats, goats, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so he tells Claire that they have to evacuate because a bunch of people have died, and she's like, leave, get out.
Because business?
Because business, exactly. But then Claire suddenly remembers that her two nephews are on the island.
And she loves them a lot?
She spends no time with them and doesn't know how old they are.
Oh.
And the last time she even referenced them in the movie, she was getting guilted into hanging out with them by their mother.
It almost sounds like she just doesn't want to get in trouble if they die.
Kinda seems like that, yeah. So she tracks down Owen to help her.
She kicks him out for trying to save all the guests, and then she's like, come help me save two guests.
Exactly. Then a bunch of pterodactyls get out and start killing people.
Please tell me they call for an evacuation now.
Yeah, they start, but it's like way too late at this point.
Too late, so people die.
A lot of people die, yeah, the park is packed.
But I thought the whole thing was that business wasn't going so hot, like that's why they made the dinosaur.
Yeah, but I think the image of dinosaurs going on a murder spree in a crowd of 20,000 people is pretty cool.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, and Claire's assistant, this British lady named Zara, gets tossed around by pterodactyls like she was a ragdoll and shoved into the water and then eaten by a giant dinosaur shark, and it's super scary and she dies.
Jesus, what does she do to deserve that?
Nothing, I guess.
Wasn't your ex-girlfriend a British woman named Zara? I mean, I don't see what that has to do with anything. Okay. Anyway, so then Claire and Owen kiss in the middle of this big attack.
What? Why?
Oh, well, they're both attractive, so they're in love now.
Right? Makes sense. So what happens next?
Well, there was this dude the whole movie that wanted to use dinosaurs in the military.
What?
I don't know.
That's a little far-fetched, isn't it?
I know, but I had a dream where a guy was on a motorcycle next to some raptors.
Ooh.
Right? And this is the only story thread I could think of to get us there.
Fair enough. Okay, go on.
So because everything's going crazy, this guy takes control and he's like, let's weaponize the raptors. I know. So then they do that, but it doesn't work because they imprint on the dinosaur. And then there's a big fight between raptors and the new dinosaur and the old T-Rex from the first movie. And then the bad dinosaur gets eaten by the same shark thing as my ex-girlfriend.
But what about the dinosaurs left standing?
They kind of give each other knowing nods and go their separate ways.
They don't try to kill each other?
No, they have an understanding now. Maybe dinosaurs did that. I don't know. I did no research.
Wow.
So what do you think?
It's something.
You don't like it?
I think there's a lot of wacky stuff in there.
Right.
And characters that people won't really connect with.
Okay.
But it does have two very important things.
What's that?
Hot people and dinosaur attacks.
Do you think that'll be enough to get people to buy tickets?
Well, we'll just have to try and see.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Let me know what movie or TV show I should make a pitch for next. And keep an eye on our YouTube community tab for voting on that. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Well, you'll see me. I can't see through the screen.